Hello and welcome back to an all-new episode of the Bike Wale podcast. In today's episode, we'll be talking about Royal Enfield, their apparel business, the strong riding culture that they have created through their riding gear and clothing line, the philosophy and agenda that they have behind doing certain things that they do, and maybe their future plans. And to talk on this subject, we have with us none other than the global head of apparel business of Royal Enfield, Mr. Puneet Sood. Hello, Puneet. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Anuj. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so good to see you, Puneet. So we have been, observing Royal Enfield, the way they have been moving ahead with their apparel line of things. And it's really interesting to see a motorcycle maker have such a wide array of apparel, you know. So that also means we have a lot of questions. So let's dive right in, shall we?
Absolutely.
All right. So I'll start on a lighter note. How has the last 5 years been for Royal Enfield's apparel business? Have you guys received the kind of response you had expected you would a long time back?
Well, the last few years have been very, very exciting for us. I think we've been, in some sense, lucky also. Any new products that we've launched or any progress that we've made, I think we've been lucky to have a community that loves us, and the community that is willing to give us feedback, willing to tell us what are the gaps in the product portfolio that's available in the market. Within our product portfolio, what are the improvements that they're looking at? So we've worked with them. I would like to believe that we've launched the right products. We've made progress, and our community has co-created all of those with us. So very, very exciting past few years. I also think that, as a business, while a lot of businesses would measure themselves on the kind of revenue that they're able to drive, we like to measure ourselves on the impact that we've been able to create. So there are multiple parts of the portfolio that we've worked on. Of course, there's a large number of riders or non-riders who are in love with motorcycling, and they want to express that love for motorcycling, which is where our lifestyle apparel comes in. And then the other bit is about improving the riding experience for our community, which is where the riding gear range comes in. So we've launched products and we've gotten into multiple partnerships to ensure that we offer to our riders is best globally, best in class, and also suitable for what works in India.
And things were all good during pandemic as well, or did you guys also took a big hit during pandemic, just like everyone else?
So the pandemic was a challenging time for us. However, I think the consumers adapted to the pandemic quite quickly. So for us, since we have a multi-channel approach, we sell in dealerships, but we also have presence on our own website and through third-party e-commerce partners like Amazon, Flipkart, Myntra, Ajio. So a lot of our consumers moved to buying from these channels, and we were available there. So that helped. Of course, it was a very frustrating time because none of us could ride. So just happy to be out of it and to be back on the motorcycle and riding.
Correct. It's so good to hear that. And let's talk about the collaborations which Royal Enfield does. We have observed in the past, Royal Enfield has collaborated with a lot of brands, let's say TCX, Levi's, and the recent Alpine Stars. So what does Royal Enfield actually gain with these collaborations? Is it just for credibility and reach, or there is some more to it?
So our intent... Okay, so I would probably divide it into two buckets, and I'll also talk about how we choose the partners when we look at these collaborations. One is, of course, there are a lot of people who are interested in adventure, outdoor activities. So these are affinities to motorcycling, but these consumers have unfortunately not experienced the motorcycling way of life. So we try and partner with brands where we can reach out to a larger audience, and thus further our message of pure motorcycling. So Levi's, for example, was one, while a lot of our riders also use Levi's, but via Levi's and a few other brands, we were able to reach out to an audience where we believed that we had the right platform to further our message. The second bit is, like I said earlier, we want to ensure that we have the best products available for our audience, for our riders. And this is how we believe that we improve the riding experience. Within apparel, in apparel, we have three pillars that we work on. So safety, style, and comfort. And safety comes first. So we prioritize safety, which is why we got into partnerships with D3O, Knox, to ensure that globally the best armors were available. We also got into partnerships when we understood what were the gaps in the market. So a riding shoe, a credible riding shoe at an accessible price point was one of the challenges that our community had reached out to us with. And then our approach was to reach out to globally the best riding shoe maker, which we believe is TCX, and work with them. It was a rigorous process where we built a product in collaboration with TCX and brought it to India. And in the same sense, we've now gone ahead with Alpine Star. So I think what this partnership enables for us is to bring globally the best products at an accessible price, not just the price, but also very well distributed. Right now, we have more than 2,000 dealerships. We are available online. We are available with shop-in-shop partners. So accessibility, not just in price, but accessibility in terms of distribution. However, from our point of view, the other bit that really helps us is, and I'll speak about the Alpine Star collaboration here, is as our product development is evolving, when you work with a brand like Alpine Stars, which has its own history, which has been focused on motorcycling, there's a lot of learning that comes in. So I'm sure for a lot of markets, Alpine Stars has been our competitor for our riding jackets. But the reason we came together is we believed we have a very strong understanding of community. We have a very strong understanding of India. And with the learning of Alpine Star and our learning put together, we believe we've been able to bring to the market something that should improve the riding experience.
Sure, I'm sure. And how do you actually split up the investment and operation side of things when you tie up with a particular brand? How does that thing work? I mean, let's say a particular brand will invest this much and you will invest this much. And how will you distribute the operations when you tie up with a brand?
So, of course, I think that there's no formula to it. How we approach it is, for example, if I was to speak of our Bell Staff collaboration, which was a global collaboration, there our approach very clearly was that the range, the portfolio that we built was available, since it was a global collaboration and products were available globally, the understanding was that these same products will be sold in Bell Staff stores and our stores, and then we arrive at a marketing plan which will help both of us leverage our audience. So Bell Staff has its own audience, we have our own. Similarly, when we worked with Levi's, our intent was to be able to tell the Royal Enfield story in the Levi's stores. And also, as it is, a lot of our riders were wearing Levi's. So we said, how do you give them something which has a bit of motorcycling in it? So that was our bit there, and that's what we worked on. At the same time, Levi's had a large audience which was interested in motorcycling. We were able to get that also to them. So I think fortunately all the partnerships that we've had have all been win-win, and both the parties have been more than interested in one, organically speaking about it, because there is a set of audience that all of these brands bring in, and two, in case need be, to invest monies in talking about these partnerships.
And so the partnership with Alpine Star is very interesting. So it is known to be one of the premium brands on a global scale. Could you give us a little deeper insights? What was the basis of choosing Alpine Star as a brand to collaborate with? What was the thought process behind this?
Right. So whenever we look at choosing a partner, there are a few things we look at. One is, like I said earlier, we're looking at partners who are also aligned in furthering the message of pure motorcycling, which is one of our key objectives as Royal Enfield. We are also looking at brands that have similar values like us. So they are authentic. Hopefully they have a heritage, again, on which Alpine Stars Alpine Stars is a 1963 brand started off in Italy. So that was again there. And the third bit was, whenever we get into a partner, looking for a partner who's globally the best, who has the expertise and has enough learning. again, where Alpine Star, you know, they are the world leading manufacturers of professional racing products, motorcycling airbag protection, high performance apparel gear. And they're also the trusted and the brand is trusted and worn by many world racing athletes from Formula One, NASCAR, World Motocross to MotoGP. So in that sense, when we looked at a partnership on riding gear, Alpine Star fit what we were looking for. And that is how the conversation started. And we are very happy that we were eventually able to bring it to life.
And to educate our listeners a bit, what are the things which Alpine Star gears have, which your other products in the portfolio don't have? Why should a customer pay more for Alpine Stars? If you can elaborate a bit on that. Maybe what are the standout features of Alpine Star gears?
Right. So I think how we've approached it is, of course, there are different riding gear products required for different terrain and different weathers, which is why within our portfolio, if you look at, we have a summer riding jacket by the name Streetwind, which is complete mesh. And then you have a more versatile riding jacket like Explorer or the Nirvik. So what we've realized is that it is not one jacket that fits all the riding needs, so either you would want to find something like a summer riding jacket or a very versatile jacket, which then allows you to customize the jacket basis the need that you have. When we partnered with Alpine Star, right now our range has two riding jackets, one riding trouser, and three gloves that we've launched along with Alpine Stars. The riding jackets are C certified with Class A protection and come with C level 2 armors. And the riding gloves are also CE certified at level 1. While the comfort and the styling bit is of course, that's something that we've worked on with Alpine Star, we were also able to bring in their patented technology. For example, the DryStar membrane, which is a patented technology of Alpine Star. It's a highly breathable but waterproof membrane, which one keeps your riding jacket very light. And also, the breathability means that even if you want, a lot of times the riders have to compromise on the breathability of the product when they want to go for a waterproof product. But in this specific case, that is one technology that's available, and that's where we've leveraged Alpine Star.
All right. So when you collaborate with a brand and you develop or launch a particular riding gear, is it keeping in mind a certain motorcycle and its buyers, or it's that thought is never there that this particular product will be for these customers only? How does that work?
Okay. So to begin with, we believe that riding gear is for riders and it's not for the motorcycle. It could depend on the terrain, but a riding gear is never motorcycle specific. It's rider specific and the style of riding or where the rider is riding. In fact, when we make riding gear, when I said we make riding gear for the riders, I choose my words carefully, and I don't even mean the Royal Enfield owners or Royal Enfield riders. What we want to build is a portfolio of products that works for riders across. So no, these products are not specific to a motorcycle. However, what these the Alpine Star collaboration does bring on the table is a range of products that's very versatile. It could be a weekend ride or a longer ride. It's a range for anybody who's ready for an adventure. So yeah, we're quite hopeful that in terms of the riding experience, this range will enhance the experience for the riders.
Yes, I'm sure that we'll do that. And Puneet, so you just said that it's not only meant for RE riders, RE customers. So what percentage of non-RE riders also buy RE gears as compared to, you know, only Royal Enfield customers? If you can share some amount of data on that front.
So I wish I had those numbers, but what I know is that we're seeing more and more customers, riders now using Royal Enfield gear. I think, there is the whole lifestyle apparel piece, wherein a lot of non-riders are also buying our lifestyle apparel to express their affinity towards motorcycling. Then there is this the riding group that buys riding gear. Our clear intent with the products that we're launching is also to upgrade the market. For example, we were the first player in the Indian market to launch a women's specific riding gear range, a comprehensive range of women's specific riding gear, which was the lead of the market at that point of time. We were the first player in the market to launch CE certified riding jackets, while the other ecosystem was still focusing on CE certified armor, which is just one bit of safety and protection. We were the first ones to launch, and I do hope that we've been able to upgrade the market in some sense. We were the first players to launch a ECE, ISI, DOT approved helmet, a shell. So our intent is to also keep upgrading the market, not just for the Royal Enfield products, but even the whole larger ecosystem.
All right. So Puneet, actually I ride a KTM, but I'm really glad to tell you that even I've been wearing Royal Enfield gloves, and they're supremely comfortable. And I mean, for these are those short gloves, not the gauntlet riding gloves. Right. But they are extremely comfortable. So even when I'm riding my KTM, I wear those gloves. So in terms of comfort, they are brilliant, and been using them for 6-7 months, no wear and tear. So
really glad.
Cheers to that.
I'm really glad. Yes, absolutely. Cheers to that.
And since you people observe this apparel or riding gear market so closely, have you seen any drastic change over the years in terms of the way people perceive riding gear, let's say their mentality, their willing to spend a particular amount? Has it increased?
It has. It is changing quite quickly, exponentially, in fact, as we speak. So the key changes that we've seen is, one, I think till about a few years ago, the riding jackets were about safety, but they were not as much about comfort and style. And that's changing now. The consumers are saying, I want a jacket that saves me and protects me, but I also want to look stylish, and I also want to ensure they're comfortable. So that's one big change that we can see. Two, I think the riders are becoming more and more aware of the need for safety. So I think wearing helmet no more is just about protecting yourself from the cop at the signal nearby. People are genuinely understanding the need for safety, and they're investing in it, which is again, something that I think is a very, very positive move. Also, as the leisure motorcycling ecosystem, overall, the number of people choosing motorcycling for leisure riding is going up. And with the higher capacity motorcycles being launched in the market, the riders are now also looking at upgrading the riding gear that they wear. Interestingly, here, it's not just about the rider anymore. What we've also seen is that it's equally about the pillion rider. So when we launched our women's range of riding gear, of course, it was for the women who rode the motorcycle, but a lot of our buyers were actually pillion riders who would go on a family holiday with their spouses or their boyfriends and were using our riding gear.
Awesome. And Puneet, is there any particular apparel or riding gear which you have observed that it has been the best-selling RE riding gear for a long time, and it has been consistently the best-selling product? Is there any one such product, or it keeps changing?
Actually, one would be difficult. But I know that our Explorer riding jacket has been one of the oldest riding jacket, and we've evolved. We've launched multiple versions of the riding jacket. It's a riding jacket at a very accessible price point and very versatile. It's made for all kind of weathers and all kind of terrains, and that's consistently been one of our best sellers. And in the last few years, our Streetwind, we launched the Streetwind version 1, and then we launched the Streetwind version 2, which is an all mesh riding jacket for summer. That has run really well. Now, there our focus clearly has been, one, we want to change this whole thought process of riding jackets are supposed to be bulky. So we're continuously working on making the riding jacket very, very light, and the fabric very soft on the skin. In fact, I remember when we moved from Streetwind version 1 to version 2, we reduced the weight by about 33%. So we believe it's the perfect mix of protection, style, and it's very, very comfortable because you can wear it in the city. I wear it to office when I ride to office, and it's just very light and very comfortable to wear. I think so. That's the one that recently has done very well. So the longest and the best selling would be Explorer riding jacket, and Streetwind has done well in the past few years.
And what sort of response are you expecting from the Alpine Star gear? I mean, Royal Enfield's riding gear are known for affordability. Now, Alpine Star, which is understandable, they are a little expensive since the brand itself is premium. But what kind of sales are you expecting from these products?
I think the sales, we are of course quite excited about this partnership. We've seen great response since we've launched it. There are a lot of people who've come in. I think for us, it solves two purposes. One is, of course, there are a lot of people who know Alpine Star, trust Alpine Star and Royal Enfield, and this partnership would really work for them. So you would see them upgrading to this riding jacket for the kind of patented technology we get in from Alpine Star and the kind of design that we've gotten in. But also, I think the conversations that it has led in the community could possibly mean that a lot of riders would, this whole message of need for the riding jacket, focus, importance of safety. So hopefully there is also another audience which bases this conversation, would choose a riding jacket basis where they are in their evolution of riding, and maybe start with a jacket which is slightly more accessible in terms of price, and then keep upgrading. So we're quite excited about the response that we've received so far across online, offline, all channels that we've launched in. We're hopeful it'll do really well.
So basically, you're expecting people to progress from the affordable side of gear to A-stars, right?
So our expectation is that our audience or the riders, depending on what their need is, if this helps upgrade, more than happy. I mean, if the riders are right now not using a CE-approved riding jacket and they're upgrading to a CE-approved riding jacket, really helps, because then it means that there are multiple tests that the jackets go through. So in that sense, they're actually improving the quality of safety. So yes, those upgrades will really help us, help the community.
Okay. Talking about the distribution side of things, as we know, Royal Enfield riding gear and apparel, the overall apparels are available online and through Royal Enfield showrooms. But we have also seen a few establishments in Mumbai, which are not motorcycle centric, but we have seen Royal Enfield products there as well. So are you planning to expand that side? I mean, are you planning to make them available in more lifestyle stores? Would that be a good idea for the brand?
Yes. So we've been continuously expanding both for riding gear and for lifestyle apparel. So right now, like you correctly said, we have our own website and we have about 2,000 dealership stores where our riding jacket and our lifestyle apparel, riding gear and lifestyle apparel is available. But beyond that, we're available on third-party commerce, in shop and shop partners like Central, Shopper Stop, where our focus is essentially on lifestyle. And we also realize that a lot of our consumers are now going to the multi-brand outlets looking for either the right helmet or the right riding gear. And that's also an engagement that we've started. So we want to ensure that the right products at the right price are very, very accessible and well-distributed. On the lifestyle apparel side, since our audience is not just motorcycle riders, it's people who probably are yet to ride and hopefully will ride in a few years, but are still very keen on on riding. So it just makes sense to be able to be available to them across even lifestyle stores. So okay. We will focus on expanding there.
All right. And it was a great move from your end to get into women riding gear. Are you planning to expand that portfolio? Do we see more products coming in the future?
So we are absolutely committed to the women's range of riding gear and lifestyle apparel. What we believe, I think it was about 3 years back when the community had already started raising the need for the right women's riding gear. The challenge was either the fit wasn't right or the riding gear that women were using in India was not really made for the Indian kind of weather, which is when we fulfill this need is when we launched this range. We will keep enhancing it. We are equally committed to the women's range of riding gear and lifestyle apparel as we are for men. And we are, I mean, eventually the way we put it is that the motorcycle doesn't differentiate basis gender, right? Once you're sitting on a motorcycle, you're a rider, and we don't want to either. So we will stay focused on ensuring that we work on improving the riding experience and safety for everyone who rides.
Well, thumbs up to that. And so your MIY platform, Make It Yours, where you can go and customize your things which before buying it, and it comes from the factory the way you have wanted it. very interesting and innovative idea. But how has the response been since you started that platform?
Interestingly, the response has been better than what we expected it to be. See, we believe our motorcycles have been a canvas for expression for a lot of riders for the longest time. People have customized our motorcycle, they've personalized it, they've made these slight changes to the motorcycle, which makes it absolutely their own. And we wanted to extend that bit to our lifestyle apparel also, which is where we started off with helmets. And these helmets are completely customizable and can be personalized. And the fact, once you order a helmet on our website, these are actually made in the factory specially for you. So this, we don't have a stock that we work on. These are made from scratch. We started off with helmets. We went to lifestyle apparel. Again, it gives you an option of choosing the base color, choosing what kind of creative you want. In fact, you can choose to have your own motorcycle on your t-shirt and even have the registration number of the motorcycle same as your motorcycle. So, and then of course we took it to riding jackets where you can customize and you can get a riding jacket to fulfill the need that you have. For us, we believe it's one, in some sense, it helps our riders express themselves, but it is also about empowering our riders, saying our riders can, for example, in case of riding jackets, they can choose what bits of the riding jacket they want, what kind of a riding jacket they want. So I do believe that beyond expression, it is about empowering our community.
And can you tell us a bit about your design team as well? I mean, what's the strength and what's the age group most of them are? Are they all young and, you know?
So the way I like to talk about it is we have two design teams. One is, of course, the in-house design team, the team that sits in our office, which I'm assuming most of them are in their 30s. Most of our design team has been with us for a very long time. They understand Royal Enfield very well, and which is why we are able to get in the right creative that are able to tell the brand story. But we also have a huge team of designers outside of Royal Enfield. So if you're aware of the Art of Motorcycling project that we launched some time back, which is to give all our community a canvas to design and to tell us how they see the brand. So we launched it last year, and this year we had more than 15,000 people participating. The spread was across geography, so rural as well as urban markets. Most of the people who submitted were below 26 years of age. So that's another set of designers who's telling us how they see the brand. Of course, as a part of our autumn winter collection that will launch in 2022, the winners of Art of Motorcycling contest will have their own capsule collections. So we will have a range designed by our designers and a range designed by our community.
Okay, so this is not just for engagement. You actually take their design, take inspiration, or the exact product also you roll out from what you get from people.
Yes. So last year when we did our first Art of Motorcycling phase one, we were not expecting the kind of response we got. But just the faith that we had from the number of people who participated last year gave us that faith that we could actually expand it. So while last year we only launched a few products that came from the Art of Motorcycling range, this year each of the winners gets to launch their own capsule collection. They will work with mentors within Royal Enfield and outside Royal Enfield. And we really look forward to making these products also, and products and designs also available for our community.
Okay, and Puneet, can you share your next 5 years plan in terms of apparel business? What products are we going to see? What collaborations? How are you going to expand the retail side of things?
So I think I'll go back to what I started off by saying is that one, most of our product plans are not made by us. It is actually asked for by the community. We understand what is the need, or it could either be a new product launch or it could be an existing product launch, product that needs to evolve. For example, our riding jackets. With every riding jacket, we've kept evolving a riding jacket. So that's essentially the feedback that is coming in from our community. So that is what we intend to continue doing. We will ensure that the right product portfolio is available. It helps our riders express their love for motorcycling. And also it ensures that we have the right protective gear, which is comfortable and stylish, and helps and have the right kind of gear to wear for the kind of ride that they're going on. So essentially, it is our community that will decide how we expand. In terms of partnerships, of course, we are looking at bringing in partnerships wherever we believe that are for our community. We could get them something which is absolutely world class, made by the best in class partners that have expertise in that space. So there are multiple conversations that we're driving there, and hopefully the next conversation we have, we would have launched a few, and we'll be able to tell you about a few of those. And in terms of channel, we'll continue expanding there too. We now have a multi-channel approach. We want to ensure, as we work on the accessibility of price, we also want to ensure there is accessibility in terms of distribution. So we'll continue focusing on that.
And going forward, your focus will be on the accessible riding gear and apparel, or you'll keep moving with more premium products?
So the way we look at riding gear is, the riding gear is for everybody who is in a different, let's say, level of evolution in riding. So we want to ensure that there is riding gear available for somebody who's just riding to office or using his motorcycle for commute. But I also want to ensure that I have the riding gear available for somebody who's going to ride to Leh Ladakh and be riding for 7 days. Or let's say somebody wants to go on a weekend ride just to have a parantha. So we will ensure that we have the whole range of riding gear available to everybody in the market and to suit their need. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I don't think we will focus on either premium or on just the entry. I know we need a lot more consumers will start focusing on riding gear. So we will have a lot more consumers coming in for riding gear. But at the same time, a lot of our existing consumers or existing riders will start evolving. So hopefully the people who are just riding to office will start going for a weekend ride. People who are going for weekend rides will hopefully start going for longer rides. So we want to be their partner in whatever they choose to do.
Absolutely, fair enough. And my questions related to the business ends here. And I want to ask you a personal question. What motorcycle do you ride? And do you always wear RE gears only? Or do you prefer other more high-end gears as well?
I always use RE riding gear. And the reason for it is, one, like, I'm gaining feedback from the community. It is also important that I have my own feedback. I have my own understanding of our products. And the intent very clearly is that we keep upgrading them. The motorcycle that I'm in love with is my Classic 500, which is a 2015 Desert Storm. But there are the motorcycles that I ride. Right now I'm riding a Scram. So that's the motorcycle I ride, and I always use. In fact, even the apparel that you see is Royal Enfield apparel.
Yeah. No other high-end motorcycles you own?
No, maybe I've always...
Yeah.
Right now, I don't. I think for the motorcycle needs that I have, be it the commute or be it the longer rides that I intend to go on, the Royal Enfield motorcycles perfectly fit my need. And even before joining, I've been with Royal Enfield for a little over 4 years. But I think ever since I've been in love with motorcycles, Royal Enfield is the brand that I've been in love with. So.
Absolutely. And my questions end there. You want to give any end note to our listeners from your side?
So if I am to say something, very important to ride safe, to ensure that you start off by choosing the right helmet. The helmet is a must. You need to ensure that you have the right size of the helmet, and the helmet is ISI certified so that it fits your need. It's safe enough. And please stay focused on your riding gear that you're wearing. It is essential. So I think that will be my one message. And second is just enjoy the ride and experience that you have on your motorcycle.
Superb. Thank you so much, Puneet, for joining us. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And I really hope we do this again and we do this in person. Because of logistics issues, we couldn't meet in person and do this. But I really want to have this conversation, a deeper one, more insights. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Absolutely, Anand. It will be great. In fact, you're a rider yourself. Yeah. Please feel free to share feedback with us. We're always happy to gather feedback, and it'll be great to do it face to face next time.
Sure thing. Thank you so much, Puneet.
Thank you.